Well, good morning. You know, two Sabbaths ago, Pastor was talking about stress and the things that makes us worry to cause stress and that kind of stress, you know, like stress is like things that we worry about. And when we worry about things, we get sick, we just don't feel good, and we're always unhappy. And then last Sabbath, Pastor's wife, Jill, she was talking about joy. Do you guys know what joy is?
What is it? It means when you're happy.
That's right, when you're happy, right? And then I came across this one verse. Actually, there's two. And it reads, do everything without complaining or arguing. Then you will be innocent and without anything wrong within you. You will be God's children without fault. But you are living with crooked and mean people all around you. Among them, you shine like stars in the dark world. So I heard two words, complain and argue. Can somebody tell me what complain or give me an example about complain means?
Like you whine and cry.
Right. What else, you guys? What else to complain?
Like, if you have a partner that you don't want to be with, and you raise your hand and you say that I want to be with, that you don't want to be with the partner you have, that's complaining.
Right. Another example?
Throw a fit.
Throw a fit. Yeah, those are all good examples. So another one could be like if your mommies and daddies say, hey, can you guys help me clean the house? And you're like, oh, but I did it the other day. Can you just ask my sister or my brother to do it? That's something like complaining, right? What about arguing? Can you guys give me an example of arguing?
Like if you fight with your brother or sister.
Mm-hmm. If you talk to each other in a mean way.
That's good. What about you, Nathan?
What about you? If I say that my brother punched, like one time my brother punched me and he was just like, Mom, Emma punched me, so we were arguing about that.
You guys were arguing about that, huh? Well, another good example about arguing could be like if I say, I have black hair, and somebody says, nuh-uh, your hair is light brown or dark brown. And I said, uh-uh, it's black. And they said, nuh-uh, it's brown. And I said, right? Is that a good way of arguing with somebody?
Yeah.
Now, are those two things good things for us?
No.
No, it's not, right? Because that makes us what?
No.
Sick. It makes us sick and bad, right? And you know what? The verse also said that if we don't argue and we don't complain, then we become like shiny stars, and we could, you know, where do we find stars? Up in the dark sky, right? They shine really nicely bright. And you know what? Yeah. And what's coming up pretty soon? Christmas, right? So how many of you guys, after reading the verse in the Bible, how many of you guys are going to complain and argue because you didn't get something you didn't want? No one. Woo. Then we are learning something. Well, you know, if we don't do those things, if we do argue and complain, I'm sorry about that, we start to look like these kind of stars. Do you like this star? No? Isn't it really pretty? No, not really. What about this one? You like this one? I do too. This is a very nice, pretty, shiny one, right? And you know what? Let's pretend.
One.
Here it is. Let's pretend that this is a star, okay? I know it's a little snowflake, but let's pretend this is a star. So when you see this star, I'm going to give you guys each one, okay? So when you guys, and then I brought some of these little stringies, and I got some of these little stars, so whenever I give them to you, you could build your own and put it on your Christmas tree. And when you see it, remember, okay, that Jesus says that we're not supposed to complain and argue because he wants us to be like shiny stars in this dark world, okay? Who's going to remember that? Thank you, guys. Thank you for participating and being such a good listener. Now, let's pray, and then I'll give you one of these stars after, okay? And remember, after we are done with this story and collecting offering, you guys need to go see Naomi again, okay? So then this way we could go back to our program. All right, let's pray. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for showing us the way so we could shine like nice, brightly stars. Please let us be good. Help us not to complain and argue anymore, okay? Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.